Welcome to your five for today. Picture the scene. A little boy is sitting on a beach, patiently scooping sand into a bright blue plastic bucket. When full, he pats the top and then turns the bucket over onto the flat sand, and then lifts up the bucket. There on the sand, to the delight of the young architect, is a perfectly formed sandcastle. He works at it all afternoon, digging out the moat, forming walls, building his empire out of the gritty yellow sand. Far away from this peaceful place is another scene. Big city, busy streets, rumbling traffic. A man is in his office. At his desk, he shuffles paper into piles and delegates assignments. He cradles the telephone on his shoulder and punches the keyboard with his fingers. Numbers are juggled and contracts are signed. And to the delight of this businessman, a profit is made. All his life he will work, formulating plans, forecasting the future, forming an empire out of numbers and contracts. Two builders of two castles. They have much in common. They both shape granules into grandeur. They see nothing and make something. They are diligent and determined. And for both, the tide will rise and the end will come. And that is where the similarities cease. For the boy sees the end coming as the waves creep closer to his little world. The man is oblivious that the inevitable will one day happen, that his carefully crafted empire will no longer be his. Watch the child as the day comes to a close. The relentless waves start eating away at the towers he has spent so long in creating. What does he do? He jumps to his feet and claps his hands. There's no sorrow, no fear, no regret. He knew this would happen. He's not surprised. And when the final wave crashes into his empire and sucks it back into the sea, he smiles. He smiles, picks up his tools, takes his father's hand, and goes home. The man, however, is not so wise. As advancing years make their mark, he is terrified by what is coming. Time, like the tide, is irresistible and cannot be stopped. All the edifices he has built by diligent work can do nothing to prolong the time he has left, and he faces the unknown alone and empty. I don't know much about sandcastles, but children do. It's good sometimes to stop and watch children at play. Go ahead and build your life, make profit, be successful, but do it with a child's heart, and remember that, like the child, we have a Heavenly Father who is there to guide our present and to secure our future. So when the sun sets on your life and mine, and the waves of time wash in, be at peace. Take the Father's hand and go home. Thank you for listening.